Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, this presentation focuses on an important challenge in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, that of global access to vaccines. The last several months have witnessed the historic approval of various anti-COVID-19 vaccines by regulators in various countries, offering much hope to billions of people worldwide. Several states, mostly in the global south, have already secured and utilized very large quantities of the approved vaccines and have already vaccinated most of their populations. Unfortunately, this has not been the case in almost all of the global south states, in which close to 90% of the world's population lives. Thus, despite recent pledges and donations, the world currently faces a sharp and highly problematic vaccine divide, in which the much richer global north states, which host a very small percentage of the global population, have so far cornered the vast majority of available COVID-19 vaccines, leaving the bulk of the world's population with almost no access to these medicines. Rich states have quite understandably acted according to their perceived national self-interest and under great political pressure from their own populations to rapidly end the pandemic. For them, they imagine that the pandemic will end for them once their populations receive these vaccines, regardless of whether the same experience is simultaneously replicated in the poorer states that host the vast majority of the world's population. The story of the spread far and wide of the Delta variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, with its far greater potency, illustrates the fallacy of this line of thinking. And yet, as a top diplomat has observed, this pandemic will not end for anyone until it ends for everyone. As the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once taught the world in his letter from a Birmingham jail, we are tied together in the single garment of destiny, caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. Given the continuation of both cross-border trade and significant human traffic around the world, the virus, including in its mutated and much more dangerous forms, can and still does travel from the vastly unvaccinated massive population of the global south to the global north. This has already bolstered or reignited the pandemic, even in states that have vaccinated large swathes of their population and otherwise complicated and delayed the effort to end the pandemic. In the light of this realization, globally coordinated vaccine distribution programs such as the COVID-19 Vaccine Global Access Facility, or COVAX, led by the World Health Organization, are highly preferable to the individualized approaches adopted by all too many of the richer states. Such international vaccine solidarity should be much preferred over international vaccine competition. Thus, I strongly commend the strengthening of the COVAX facility. COVAX aims at the global equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines by fairly distributing billions of doses around the world. Aiming to mitigate the negative effects of vaccine hoarding by the richer states, COVAX member states have agreed to not receive enough doses to vaccinate more than 20% of their populations until all countries in the financing group have been offered this amount, and to only request for enough doses to vaccinate between 10 to 50% of their populations, with the exception of those countries who have opted to receive fewer than 20%. I therefore urge that all states, rather than continue to act separately to hoard vaccines, rededicate themselves to COVAX. While many rich states have commendably contributed large sums of money and large numbers of vaccines to COVAX, they undermine the effectiveness of this facility and the overall effort to end the pandemic as rapidly as possible for everyone when they simultaneously engage in vaccine hoarding. Since vastly increasing the quantities of manufactured vaccine doses is another factor that will contribute to their more even distribution around the world, any measure that can ensure this outcome deserves serious consideration. Such a vast increase in the availability of doses can only be brought about in the shortest possible time by the production of generic versions of vaccines by as many companies as possible, without them being unduly constrained by patents. I therefore urge all states to support the applications made by South Africa and India to the World Trade Organization for a waiver that would make this possible. I commend those states that have already done so. Given the great urgency of ensuring for everyone everywhere as rapid and effective access to COVID-19 vaccines as possible, I urge urgent and strong action by states and other actors toward a course correction. Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kind attention.